Welcome back, Penny, for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Open lines here this morning as we do our Monday morning quarterbacking. 351-5357 is how you can call us. Or text us, actually. 356-9397 is how you call us. And you can email us, talk@wdws.com. After all the snow over the weekend, 30 degrees, some partial sunshine anyway, at 9-11. Hey, tax day is quickly approaching, the deadline to file. Hate to remind you of all this, but it's Tuesday, April 17th. Avoid costly penalties, keep money in your pocket, contribute to retirement accounts by April 17th, organize your records, file electronically. Busey reminding you of all of this. The typical taxpayer receives nearly $3,000. Make the most of your refund this year by paying down bad debt, such as credit cards and private student loans, building savings, retirement, investment accounts, or establishing or restoring an emergency fund. Take advantage of my TurboTax at Busey. Just go to Busey eBank on that. Tax laws are complex or changing, so make sure you have all the information you need before making investment and tax decisions. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations to get started today on your maximum refund. Busey, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We are pleased to be joined this morning as we talk college basketball. We go back to 1963. Dave Downey is with us here, Illini great. And you play those Loyola Ramblers that everybody's talking about from 1963.
We did, and they were very good. They were probably, they won the NCAA that year, and they were the best team, I'm certain, in the whole country.
Yeah, so you thought that at the time, that this was a team that could win it when you played them?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Jerry Harkness went for 30-some against us, and he was a real great player. I had the privilege of playing against Vic Rouse. He thought I was lucky, and I was glad that he thought that.
I looked it up. You had 20 points in that game.
Yeah, I had 20 both nights, and I was kind of boring that way. I got about 20 and 10, never got a lot more except one time, and never got a lot less except one time.
Before we have Lauren come in, and we'll talk a little bit about that game and that tournament, what do you make of this year's Loyola team, the way they pass the ball, the way they move? It's fun to watch.
They're really a fun team. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the sister. A 98-year-old chaplain is a nice thing. It's good for college basketball because there's been enough bad things going on.
Mm-hmm. Lauren?
Well, I think we ought to go back to the circumstances in 1963, and you explain that's the same year that Loyola played Mississippi State, the same night that you played Bowling Green, the night before you played Loyola. This was a regional in East Lansing. At that point, you were down to 16 teams in the tournament, and I think you got a bye. Illinois got a bye that year from the number that, what was it, 24 teams in the tournament?
Well, always up until then, the Big Ten was bye'd into the rounds of 16.
Okay.
That was before they expanded it, and so we played Bowling Green with Howie Comives and Nate Thurman as their two All-Americans.
They were really good.
They were very good. But on the other hand, Mississippi State had to get themselves out of the state by pulling a trick on the governor, which we loved. They faked the governor by bringing in a bus and acting as if they had gone up to Tennessee to catch a plane. Instead, they went to Shreveport on a different bus and got out of the state so they could play.
Yeah, I think Babe McCarthy was the coach, and he went a separate direction. He had everybody faked out because they thought that since Babe wasn't with the team, that the team wasn't going to go.
Yes.
And he met the team, I believe, in Nashville later, I mean, en route, and joined the team when they stopped in Nashville and went on to East Lansing.
Yeah, they finally got there, and they got to play. They had won the SEC the other 2 years.
Yeah, they won 59, 61, and 62 and didn't go.
No, the governor didn't think it was appropriate to play against black players. That shows what he knew.
Yeah. Well, when you played that first game, that first night, did you realize what the impact of the other game between Mississippi State and Loyola, the fact that Mississippi State had all that problems getting there?
We knew about that. They actually had a play-in, so that was not just the first game. The Loyola had a play-in in that year. Mm-hmm. Because they were not considered to be a major program.
Really? But Mississippi State, how good were they? What was their, I mean, what caused the change from 62 to 63? 62 they couldn't go, 63 they managed to do it.
Well, they tricked them. The governor still wasn't going to allow them to go, but they had to figure out a way because the coach thought they deserved to play in the NCAA, and they did. And when you think about it, the fact that they were playing against blacks, there had been, Cincinnati started three black players, very good black players.
Was Tony Yates on that team?
Tony Yates was on the team that won 2 years, and then the third win.
Mm-hmm.
So they had beaten Ohio State. Ohio State had two black players when they won it. Of course, Bill Russell had played, and he had singled on the NCAA.
By the way, the University of Illinois at that time had one black player.
When we played, you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
We had had more than one, but
right.
we had only one on the squad then.
And Bill Burwell.
Bill Burwell. And he was a really good player, much better than people remember.
We're here with Dave Downey, is, of course, Illini great. Everybody knows Dave around town. Was part of the 1963 Big Ten champions, played in the NCAA tournament that eventually lost to Loyola, the team that, of course, won the championship. And Loyola's back in the Final Four for the first time since that 1963 season. In that Illinois-Loyola game, you had 20, Burwell had 10. You were down 8 at half. Would anything else stand out about that game?
The game was not as close as the final score. They had they beat us badly, and it was somewhat embarrassing, but they were just a very good team. And they came, they had one of those miracles like they had this year in a way, because in the finals they were down 16 to Cincinnati.
Ooh.
And Cincinnati never let anybody come back. But they came back, tied it, and went into overtime and won the game.
Now, the game that you played in against Loyola was in at the old Jennison Fieldhouse, right? Is that where
yes.
that was played?
Yeah, they didn't. That was before there was the big hoopla about the NCAA. As a matter of fact, in Illinois, they showed the high school state tournament, the state finals, and Dave delayed the final game in the NCAA.
Isn't that amazing how things have changed, huh?
Yeah, well, it's amazing, yes.
Well, it certainly is. Dave Downey with us for a few more minutes as we talk about Loyola University. And, of course, in that particular year, you also played Cincinnati, I believe, earlier in the year, right, in Chicago?
We played Cincinnati in a doubleheader that Loyola played in. In that time, that was the biggest crowd ever to see a college basketball game. It was before the game with Houston and UCLA. And it was a really big time, and we got beat by Cincinnati as well. But not they were not as good as Loyola. Loyola played Santa Clara, so we had 1, 2, 3, and number 7 in that doubleheader.
That game was played January the 26th, was right in the middle of your Big Ten season.
Yes, that
with
was
Cincinnati.
Well, that was because that was when they could get the stadium, and that substituted for what we usually played, the Notre Dame game.
You played Notre Dame earlier that season.
We played them at a time when we shouldn't have. we had just won the ECAC and we were undefeated.
In Madison Square Garden.
You're right. And we came back and had to play on New Year's Eve in the stadium. Got beat by Notre Dame for our first loss. But they were not a bad team.
Look who Illinois played in a stretch of games here. Oklahoma, then you played Pennsylvania, then NYU, which was really good in those days. West Virginia, Notre Dame, then you went into the Big Ten. Iowa, Ohio State was number 5 in the nation. You really had a schedule there.
Yeah, and we were playing great at that time.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the season, we were not playing so well.
Let me ask you, Dave, about watching the current Loyola team, the way they pass and cut and move, and you watch a lot of basketball. The game of college basketball itself, do you like to watch it? We had a high-level game yesterday, Kansas and Duke. I mean, that was a heavyweight fight yesterday.
Well, I really enjoy college basketball and professional football. So I don't really care a lot for professional basketball, although with Stephen Curry, I've gotten a little more involved.
Yeah. Well, the way these offenses, I know one thing Brad Underwood has talked about is trying to implement is passing, moving the ball. He doesn't like it to stick. Can you kind of see where he's headed with what he wants to do?
Well, what he wants to do is to have some people who can make the threes. And that's the difference right now. Loyola is making those threes. They got good spacing, and when they get open, they make them. And it's almost as if they're playing without any pressure because they had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And it'd be fun to see them win it.
It's interesting to me how many times they get in for layups without size and avoid having their shots blocked, oftentimes going to reverse layups in order to use the rim to protect them. They don't get many shots blocked, and they get a lot of layups.
Well, they're a pretty good team. They're a little better than people realize.
A lot better.
And they're strong. And they've got the 98-year-old sister who's got a pathway to God.
Pathway to God.
She has been quite a story, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Monsignor Duncan when he was around all those years and, you know, the same kind of influence, right? I mean,
well, he had a kind of an influence, but I would say his path was better. He had more money than sister. But
who's going to win the championship, do you think?
I think Villanova.
You think so?
They're the only one that I have chosen correctly, and I did choose them to win, but I think they're a little more physical than the other teams, mm-hmm. and the Brunson kid is tough.
What do you think of Michigan?
Michigan is playing well, but I think that they've about had it.
Yeah. Well, they've won, what is it, 13 in a row, I think they've won. They haven't lost
for
a long time.
They good at the right time the last 2 years.
Yeah, they. I think Beilein does a great job with them. And he's got a couple of those kids from out of the country that are good players and play with a lot of heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dave, we just wanted to have you on and talk a little bit about the 63 Ramblers because they're the hot story right now with those guys being around and the current Loyola team, and you experienced part of that history. So.
Well, they have been good citizens, too. They worked really hard at being absorbed. They didn't make a big deal out of the fact that they had to fight a lot of discrimination. And they were actually ahead of the Glory Road, the Texas Western people.
It was just 3 years later.
Yes, and the difference was there wasn't a bad guy in the earlier years. Adolf Rupp was a target for them, for mm-hmm. people to talk about a real racist. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that. Harry was not in that category at mm-hmm. all. We had Manny and Gov. And we had Bill Burwell, Ed Searcy. We had a couple people that we couldn't keep, mm-hmm. Pete Cunningham. Mm-hmm. Any one of those guys, we would have won the NCAA, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you talk about the freshman team that you had that didn't really develop because some left, Jerry Sloan, how much a difference would he have made?
Well, Jerry was a year behind us. He would have been the one player that would have made the difference, too. And Pete Cunningham had 90 points in a high school game. So we had some players, and we were not bad. We had a good career.
But that was 1963. Just think, the entire SEC didn't have a black player until 1967 at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Although that's 3 or 4 years later.
Yes. And the Big Ten didn't have any until mid-50s.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was they had football and track, but they did not have black basketball players.
Yeah. Do you run into any of those Loyola guys from time to time?
I have not. Anything? I read the book that was written about them. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of a asterisk in that. But they had they did a good job, and they've been good citizens. I think Vic Rouse has died, mm-hmm. but the rest of them are still around.
Yeah.
It was great to see Harkness at the game the other day. He's still hanging with the team.
Yep.
That's great. Good.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the time today.
Well, thank you.
I really
you.
Appreciate
it's
it.
It's always fun, yeah. and I like Monday Morning Quarterback and the old guy that is still hanging in there.
Yeah.
He's still relevant.
He's our sister Jean, I guess. Is that right?
Well, he's relevant, and that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I hope I am when I'm his age.
Well, Dave, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Illini great Dave Downey with us. 925, back with more after this.